section's all about what type of mindset do you have? Do you currently have a broke or rich mindset? Or are you in between? Let's firstly talk about the broke mindset. Have you heard of the poverty trap? There's a reason why it's called a trap. Once you are born into a financial system, it's very hard to escape it. That is why the rich keep getting richer and the poor keep getting poorer. It can almost seem genetic, although it's not. And it does not have to be your story. A poor person cannot teach another person how to create wealth. Fact. If you want to learn how to create wealth, you need to learn from those who have done it. I have seen grown-up women break down in tears in my seminars because they realize that their past does not have to determine their future. And this is why I do what I do. It brings hope. I teach women that they can do it. My motto is, if I can do it, so can you. I know how it feels to be pulling your hair out, wondering how I was going to pay the bills. I was in survival mode, trying to make ends meet, and I couldn't see a way out. I know how it feels to literally have nothing, being homeless and trying to fight back to get to the top. And the good news is that it's possible to break free from this poverty trap. And the even better news is that you don't have to do this alone. Now let's have a look at the rich mindset. Those that believe that they can and those that believe that they can't. Well, can you finish the sentence off? Self-fulfilling prophecies are real. Now, I'm not a sociologist, but allow me to go a little deep here for a minute. Our self-concept is shaped by our environment. Early socialization plays a part. Rich people produce rich children, but they may not know how to keep the wealth unless they are financially educated or open to learning. You have the ability to change your mindset. You just have to focus on the right things. You will become and attract what you focus on. If you allow negative words to seep into your consciousness, it will manifest outwards into your reality. Everyone has negative thoughts. The question is, how long do you stay there? Take control of what you allow to stick. We all have filters. And if I hear anything that I think will negatively impact my beliefs, I swap it. That is not to say that I reject constructive criticism or correction. No, I take it on board, but I make my own valid decisions. In order to become successful in whatever you do, you need to believe that you can do it and that you deserve it. Some people simply don't believe that they deserve to be wealthy. They are taught that wealth is evil and that you should live humbly. Let me tell you something. There is no honor in being broke. Not at all. It doesn't make you more righteous, more humble, more deserving. It makes you broke. Simple as. Being broke and wanting to stay there is selfish. And this is an easy option. It is selfish not to make an impact on others with your wealth and your natural gifts. Money will just amplify who you already are. If a person is kind, considerate, generous, then money will just amplify such qualities. If a person is arrogant, rude, greedy, self-centered, inconsiderate, then money will just amplify these qualities. Now let's look at the difference between the broke and the rich mindset. I have, through experience of teaching and mentoring, observed the following traits I would like to share with you. Count how many broke or rich mindset traits do you currently have, and we will be working together on them over the next few sessions. Right, let's get started. The broke mindset only focuses on one source of income, and the rich mindset have multiple streams of income. The broke mindset are in an earn and spend cycle, so money comes in and money goes out. Whereas the rich mindset, they pay themselves first, their expenses, and then they pay the tax. The The broke mindset wants job security, even if they are not happy or fulfilled in their job. Whereas a rich mindset enjoy what they're doing and they create their own security. The poor mindset don't spend money on themselves. When it comes to educating themselves, they feel they have learned all they need to learn when they were at school, and they say they know enough. Whereas the rich mindset, they continuously educate themselves. They learn new skills and techniques in order to keep up with the changes, and they are constantly growing themselves and their businesses. The broke mindset give up easily when they see or make mistakes themselves and see it as a validation that they should not be taking the action. Whereas the rich mindset, they learn from their mistakes, use it as feedback and not failures, and use it to grow and develop. The broke mindset like to do things alone to save money, whereas the rich mindset, they develop a dream team and pay their advisors well. The broke mindset have a fear of change. They don't want to change. Whereas the rich mindset are flexible to change and are able to adapt very easily. Just checking in with you. How are you getting on? Are you finding this useful? Let's continue. The broke mindset focus on avoid losing money, whereas the rich mindset focus on making money work for them. The broke make decisions slowly and often change their mind, whereas the rich make their decisions very quickly and rarely change their mind. The broke mindset, they don't take risks, whereas the rich mindset, they take calculated risks. They assess the situation and then they make a decision after assessing the risks versus the rewards. The broke mindset don't like taking responsibilities for their actions and blame external factors, justifying their decisions, moaning and complaining. Whereas the rich mindset, they take 100% responsibility for their actions and decisions, and they have control over their lives. The broke mindset are waiting for a miracle to occur, such as winning the lottery. Whereas the rich, they are out there creating their own miracles in their lives and their businesses. The broke, they don't set goals, whereas the rich mindset, they set goals, they write them down and constantly review them. And they stay hungry for their outcome and they don't settle for less. They are laser focused towards their goals. The broke try to fit in living on other people's terms, whereas the rich are willing to be different, stand out. They grade themselves according to their own scorecards and measure by their own standards. The broke mindset always say, life happens to me. Why does it always happen to me? Whereas the rich mindset, they said, I create my own life masterpiece. The broke normally say, I want to be rich, but do nothing about it. Whereas the rich actually are committed to being rich and expect success. The broke play to lose money, whereas the rich play to win. I'm just checking in with you. How are you getting on? Are you finding this useful? It's actually soul searching, finding out what traits you need to have to walk and act like a wealthy, rich, successful person. And not just know about it, to actually act it and to develop that muscle. And the only way to develop the muscle is to be able to implement it step by step with consistency and repetition. You master the traits. The next one is the broke don't ask for help, whereas the rich have a coach and a mentor to push them to the next level, and they ask for help. The broke focus on the problems and the obstacles, whereas the rich mindset, they focus on the solutions, the opportunities, and class the problems as challenges, and they see it as a way to develop and grow. The broke mindset resent rich and successful people, whereas the rich admire other rich, successful people. The broke associate themselves with unsuccessful people, whereas the rich, they associate themselves with rich, positive, like-minded, successful people. The broke mindset, they don't like selling or promotions, whereas the rich value themselves, they self-promote their products, services and business. The broke mindset mismanage their money, whereas the rich manage their money well and they hire a bookkeeper so that they monetize their time. The broke work hard for their money, whereas the rich have their money work hard for them. The broke allow their fear to stop them from taking action, whereas the rich act in spite of their fear. Just checking in with you. Are you okay? There's only a few more to go, so hang in there. The broke undervalues themselves, whereas the rich expect and believe they deserve success. The broke, they don't know what they want. The rich know exactly what they want. They have a plan and goals, and they know how to achieve it. The broke become angry and play the victim mode on a regular basis, whereas the rich are grateful for what they have and they attract more into their lives. The broke mindset thinks small and they live day to day, whereas the rich mindset, they think big, they have big dreams and they monitor them and they achieve them. And finally, the broke mindset, they work hard, and the rich mindset, they work smart, but they play hard. Wow, what a difference between these mindsets. And well done you for staying until the end. Did anyone count how many qualities I went through? It was 30. Right, I think you've been sitting for far too long listening. Now it's time for you to take action. So now we're going to be doing a self-examination exercise. I want you to get a plain piece of paper and it's going to take 15 minutes minimum. You can spend as long as you want, but just to get you started is 15 minutes and I want you to answer these questions for me. Question one, how many traits do you have of each mindset, broke and rich? Question two, how many traits of the rich mindset would you like to acquire? Question three, which three traits from the rich mindset do you want to work on in the next month and why? Question four, select two from the broke mindset to work on to reduce in the next month and why? And the final fifth question, who can hold you accountable for this? Now take 15 minutes to do this exercise and please do it. This is for your benefit, not mine. And we want to do it as a step-by-step process so it doesn't become overwhelming. And I want it to be an enjoyable experience for you. Welcome back. Did you do your exercise? If not, why not? And then you know what to do is to stop the tape and do your exercise. If you did your exercise, firstly, congratulations. How did you get on? Did you discover anything new about yourself? What actions are you going to take as a result of this exercise? Now that you've done your exercise, would you like me to share with you some of the excuses or reasons or both that women have given for not taking control of their finances? So here we go. I don't have any money. I don't have the time. I don't have the knowledge. My husband or partner controls the household finances. My husband or partner will take care of me. I work too hard at my job and I will be okay. I want the benefit from my job and I already have security. I am not smart enough to know or learn about finances. My children need me at home full time. I don't want the hassle of investing. I'm scared of becoming a victim of financial scams. I have a work pension, so I'm fine. I don't want to study any further. I'm comfortable. I'm worried about making the wrong financial decisions. I'm frightened about losing money, my life savings. I don't take risks. I worry that I won't have enough cash on hand for emergencies. I'm scared of becoming a financial burden on my family. Could you relate to any of these fears? Many people end up staying in unhappy and unhealthy relationships because of money and the difficulties, and it's vital for women to address their mindset to become financially independent, because it will provide confidence, self-esteem, it'll give you security, financial literacy and financial independence, and it'll put you in control and not rely on the external factors of life. Well, what are the consequences of not dealing with your mindset and becoming financially independent? As I used to be a divorce lawyer, I've had countless horror stories of women relying on their partners, husbands, financially. And when things have gone wrong, they have left them in a financial turmoil. This reminds me of a story of a close relative of mine called Cam, who had been married for 23 years. She was totally dependent on her husband, Chris, who she trusted 100%. One day in September 2009, she had the shock of her life. Under false pretenses, Chris asked her to sign some documents to release equity from their home, stating they needed to fund the renovation works and their daughter's university education. He made her sign some mortgage documentation, and she didn't question his judgment, as she trusted him, and he dealt with the household finances. He released in excess of £100,000, and he left her and her three teenage children overnight. Cam was absolutely devastated, and she was financially and emotionally a mess. She had to work long hours to make ends meet, and it took her 4 years in the divorce courts to reclaim some of the money he had taken. If you're still unsure, well, listen to this story. Another woman called Melanie, aged 60. She has 4 children and 3 grandchildren. During their marriage, her husband dealt with the finances, and he made some very poor decisions when it came to investing in property in the UK and abroad. And unfortunately, after 35 years of marriage, due to the financial and other strains, they decided to divorce. Various properties had been seized by the lenders due to non-payment of mortgages. And sadly, Melanie, at the age of 60, had to be forced to sell their 4-bedroom, semi-detached family home and move into a 2-bedroom rented accommodation. She has also had to take on various jobs so that she can make ends meet. These are just 2 examples. I can provide you with hundreds of examples. Especially when I was practicing as a divorce lawyer, I would get clients tell me that they would stay with their partners because of the various reasons, such as they did not know how to manage their family finances, they became dependent on their husbands or partners, they married money so they could be comfortable and have a good lifestyle and security. They didn't want to go out to work. Ladies, your husband or partner is not your bank. You need to have your own money, and you need to believe that you can do it. What are you feeding your mind with? Is it negative thoughts, or are they positive? I love the quotation from Kim Kiyosaki, "Your husband is not your financial plan. You cannot rely on anyone without 100% certainty other than yourself. You are responsible for your actions." We have now come to the end of this session. Did you enjoy it? We are now going to be covering your inner critic.